The Master Texting Report, Why It's More Than a Message, by Claudia Cox. Texts reach their phone. Great texts reach their heart. You see, texting is a skill I learned through many years of experimenting, record keeping, suffering, flourishing, and sharing. Most people, however, are too busy with their daily lives to develop it. What a pity. It doesn't matter how many texts you shower your potential partner with. Without tools and a clear strategy, you will fail to capture their interest and their heart. But I've learned many secrets throughout the years, and now you'll be able to use them to rocket yourself to texting mastery and a whole new life filled with passionate romance. My goal with this report is to open your eyes to this exciting, incredibly effective, and entertaining new world of communication. Be prepared to question your own texting skills and experiences as you discover your cell phone's almost limitless pathway for creating and cementing desire. Here's a sneak preview of what you're about to discover. The one mistake almost every person makes when trying to seduce someone via text. How to show the real you in every text message you send. This one is super important, but often overlooked. The three simple steps you should start practicing right now in order to increase text message response rate and impact. And much, much more. Listen on to learn how to unleash the power of seduction hidden inside your cell phone's precious 160 characters in a way you never thought possible. Enjoy. Claudia. Introduction. How I discovered texting. It was love at first sight. I instantly fell in love with text messages the first time one flashed on my screen back in 2000. They became my passion, and over the years, I carefully safeguarded all my favorites in little notebooks. Like many people, I had collected a lot of text gold, but never actually done anything with it. That is, until I fell for a smooth-thumbed guy I lovingly refer to as Master of Disaster. I succumbed to his charm instantly. This guy understood how to leverage the power of text messages better than any man I'd ever met. Texting alone had made me fall in love and stay in love with someone I barely knew. Unfortunately, as his name indicates, he turned out to be a real jerk. Luckily, this story had a happy ending. I picked myself up off the ground and realized that I had learned an important lesson about the sneaky yet astonishing power of texting. It was time to act. I pulled out my treasure chest of messages and studied the years of riches it contained with an insane amount of intensity. I also spoke with countless people, trying to understand and learn from their experiences. While I was enjoying testing out my newly acquired knowledge, I definitely wasn't expecting what happened next. I met a French guy while on vacation, a man who became the Knight of Seduction. To my amazement, his texts were in a league of their own, far superior to those from the Master of Disaster. Even with all my previous study and research, I was still outclassed. After an all-consuming 6-month text exchange filled with passion, humor, and romance, I realized that he had unknowingly taught me the secrets to superior texting, the French touch. I spent countless hours further researching important subjects, writing, studying, and testing my powerful new findings. Then, I decided not only to help myself, but to help others find romance through texting as well. What you now have in your hands is an introduction to a powerful method that works. If you can catch their attention, then superior texting can hold it, invade their thoughts, and stay there. Three pillars to success. This report explains and gives helpful examples of the difference between average and compelling text messages. It will teach you the basic keys to masterful texting based on the synthesis of my experience, the experiences of others, research, and testing. I have also included action items to get you started right away. There are three pillars to this report: the what, the why, and the how of texting. Pillar 1. Examples and explanations to help you clearly understand what differentiates an average text message from a fantastic text message and the difference in their impact. Pillar 2. The keys that unlock the mystery as to why texting is such a powerful communication medium. Pillar 3. An introduction showing you how to craft your own creative text messages with an easy-to-follow, step-by-step process. While it might be tempting to skip directly to the how, I would suggest listening to the report from start to finish. The what and the why contain a lot of vital information that will help you avoid common mistakes, while at the same time maximizing your advantage. It's my goal with this report to grab your attention and get you excited about this highly effective, underutilized communication weapon. I've been fascinated by texting for over a decade, and now I want to pass my passion on to you. Listen on to learn how you can use texting to enjoy better relationships and give yourself a huge advantage in a very competitive dating scene, where it isn't always easy to find your happily ever after. Have fun as you learn French seduction made easy. Why share these secrets? I witnessed firsthand the jaw-dropping impact of superior texting after a female friend was able to put the spark back into her placid marriage. This may seem like a relatively banal story. However, this wasn't a showering of gas station flowers and Hallmark cards. Her husband literally couldn't keep his hands off her. The silly thing was, the only weapon of seduction she used to get his blood pumping was alluring and mesmerizing text messages. How often do you hear a Cinderella story like that? Not very. That's because the power of texting remains relatively secret. The exhilarating feeling of being in control of a text exchange and turning the ordinary into the extraordinary is well worth the effort. Have you ever savored tasty homemade bread, fresh from the oven? It sure does beat a slice of some prepackaged brand that has been sitting in the back of your refrigerator for a week. Continue listening and you'll see for yourself that sexy, flirty, and intriguing text messages are certainly more pleasing to the palate than the over-processed, minimal-impact, pre-packaged text you're used to. The extra effort that you put into your messages can be seen and appreciated just as easily as the smell or taste of freshly baked bread. Your crush will notice the difference, and you'll be amazed at the results. What would you rather receive? Pre-packaged text message? Have a nice day. Homemade text message? I bet you look hot today. I only say that because you look hot every day. Pretty easy choice, huh? Before you can enjoy this tasty treat, however, you must first become a baker by learning how to cook up fresh, enticing texts. Luckily, you've come to the right place. The French touch. In the beginning, I mentioned how a smooth texting French guy, the Knight of Seduction, had taught me the French touch, essentially the hidden keys to masterful texting. So, what exactly was the secret sauce that set his texts apart from the rest of my collection? His ability to keep the exchange alive and interesting by mixing up the types of messages: humorous, flattering, and sexy. The enthusiastic, playful, and confident, but never arrogant, tone of his messages. His expressions of fantasy and desire were sexy, but never disrespectful. His messages had reoccurring themes. He never tried to hide his vulnerability as we explored our need to be loved, the importance of tenderness, and the value of creating a real complicité, which roughly translates to a special bond or connection. The French language is sexy, but the thoughts that are traveling around inside the minds of the people who are speaking it are even sexier. Sit back and prepare yourself for a journey in the art of French seduction. You need an edge. The prospect of having to differentiate yourself in today's competitive dating scene can be daunting. According to the 2010 U.S. Census, there are 99.6 million unmarried Americans over the age of 18, which represents nearly 44% of the country's entire adult population. That's a lot of single people. The strange reality is that even though these numbers are sky high, a single person can feel utterly alone at times. You might even be tempted to believe that you're the last remaining single person on the face of the earth. But here's the truth. You're not alone. You're one of the many, many participants in a cutthroat dating competition and are contending with 99.6 million other people who are also searching for the loves of their lives. Are you feeling overwhelmed yet? Don't be. Pillar 1. What is texting? Be heard using modern communication tools. There's a solution, and most of you already carry it around in your pocket or purse. Now we're going to dive into the first pillar of the report and take a closer look at exactly what texting is. Do you still remember the days of painstakingly crafting handwritten letters over the course of several hours? Or playing constant phone tag with your crush, desperate to catch them at home? While these memories are fun to recall, those days are ancient history. Modern communication tools are infinitely more convenient, powerful, and faster than we could have ever imagined even a few short years ago. Texting has become a primary method for rapid communication, almost like a simple post-it note. But instead of finding a pen, writing your message, sticking the note on the refrigerator, and waiting for the recipient to find it, texts are immediately deliverable and can be viewed on something that's attached to us at all times, our cell phones. Texts are so fast and convenient that the majority of people fall into the bad habit of nonchalantly sending them as they multitask throughout their busy day. Texting is extremely convenient. It is not extremely easy. Effective communication has always been, and continues to be, based on securing the full attention of your partner by providing them with at least one of the following: welcome, well-timed, and pertinent information. Some form of entertainment. Ease in the communication world is often the equivalent of worthless fluff. This is where your dedication and persistence to hone your texting skills will ensure that you stand out from the crowd. Your messages will no longer be considered just useless noise. Instead, your prospective reader will have a clear picture of you and of all the things that make you wonderful and may even be on their way to desiring you. As is the case with almost anything worth acquiring, a certain amount of effort and preparation is required. To put it in perspective, who hasn't prepped in the past before writing a long letter to their crush? Well, modern communication is really no different. It requires the same amount of work. But since it's more convenient, more intimate, and a great deal faster, your results can be infinitely more powerful. That is, if you've commanded their full attention. Action item 1. Before you hit send, ask yourself if your message fits at least one of these two important criteria. Number 1, informative. Number 2, entertaining. Make a splash in the dating pool. Of course, nabbing the attention of a potential partner is only the first step on the long road toward building a solid relationship. If you've successfully secured their interest, now you need to focus on maintaining your appeal after the initial spark wears off. The keys to continued success are first catching their interest and then holding their interest. This can easily be done thanks to carefully crafted and timed texts. These messages are mini reminders that say, "I'm still here," as they effectively keep you on your crush's radar, no matter how far away you are or when you last met. Not making the necessary effort to hold someone's interest is the one mistake that a lot of people make when trying to seduce someone via text. Don't be one of the crowd. Holding their interest is crucial. If you forget this step, you may find yourself quickly single again as your potential partner runs off with someone more intriguing. Nearly everyone has witnessed, or has been directly involved in, the events that unfold as two individuals become too comfortable in a relationship. Boredom eventually sets in, and one partner ends up cheating for what seems to be no apparent reason. But there is a reason. It's called lack of excitement. Just look around at all the marriages that crumble due to infidelity. The situation looks bleak. The odds, it may seem, are against you finding and hanging on to your one special someone. But this only holds true if you're doing the same thing as everyone else. So, don't. It's time to step outside the box. Creative, flirty texting can keep boredom at bay and your relationship fun and romantic. That is, if you know how to send creative and flirty text messages. Action item 2. What's your biggest dating fear? Write it down, tell yourself you'll conquer it, then throw it away. Take a hard look in the mirror. Hey you, how are you? Want to meet for a drink Friday? Let me know. Tim. Does this hit a little too close to home? Does it look a little too similar to texts you've recently sent your crush? Are your messages short, boring, and, if you're really honest with yourself, all beginning to sound the same? How often do you send the following types of messages? Hey you, how's life? What's up? How's your day going? Just wanted to say hi. If you are underutilizing or completely ignoring your texting skills, then you're missing out on a fun, sexy, creative weapon that can set you apart. Go ahead, give it a try with your current love interest and see the results for yourself. Instead of writing, "I constantly fantasize about you," mix in your sense of humor, sprinkle on a snippet of creativity, and write, "You have been in 3 of my last 5 fantasies. Not bad." I'll bet you're smiling right now. See the difference a little forethought can make? Instead of writing, "I'm falling for you," be more intimate and show a little vulnerability by texting instead. "I think about you so often that you've invaded my dreams. I'm definitely falling for you." Texting is an art form, and if used wisely, can make the man or woman of your dreams fall madly in love with you. And who knows, you just might have the ride of your life along the way. I know I have. Action item 3. Stop for a moment and ask yourself, how do you view texting? Is it a chore or something you enjoy? Heads up, texting. In an age where the constant noise from a busy world is hard to escape, not investing in your texting skills can be extremely detrimental to your romantic health. Don't fade into the background. Crank up the volume and make yourself heard with unique, interesting text messages. By listening to this report, you've taken the first step in the right direction. By the time you're finished, you'll appreciate the unbelievable power of your cell phone and want to leverage it for all it's worth. People adore and crave written romantic notions. If you don't believe me, look at Hallmark's enormous success with greeting cards. According to StatisticBrain.com, consumers purchased 5 billion Hallmark greeting cards in 2010, 144 million for Valentine's Day alone. Your text messages are essentially convenient, highly personalized greeting cards. For intelligent and savvy texters, there is a whole other level of communication out there. It is a world where short, personal messages can make someone fall and stay in love with you. Texting allows your innate communication genius to take hold, separating you from the mundane and turning you into a seduction master. In a nutshell, it gives you a powerful competitive advantage. Embrace your advantage. But how can exceptional texting be a competitive advantage? Aren't your competitors already doing it? Stop and think about this question for a minute. How many guys or girls do you know that can really rock a text message? Your answer is probably not many. Surprised? The reality is that despite their best intentions, instead of texting their way into someone's heart, most people are sending dry, bland messages to the last person who should be receiving them. Do messages like these get your motor revving? Just checking in. How's it going? Be there at 5 p.m. Snooze fest, right? Don't get me wrong. You should always provide pertinent information, such as dates, meeting times, etc. But these are the easy parts. They should not be the body or the soul of each message. A good rule of thumb is to write your message as if it were something that would come out of your mouth during a face-to-face conversation. Remember, text messages should ideally showcase your humor, personality, creativity, and attention to detail, specifically details regarding your crush. But as you know, expressing these traits is the hard part because it requires work. That's why most texters don't bother. Action item 4. Take out your cell phone and quickly look at the last 5 messages you sent. Did they reflect your best traits? Or scream lack of personality?